Hello and welcome to Michael and Ben's Take on Life. If you're joining us for the first time, you're very, very welcome.
Which you are, because this is the first recording.
Yeah, it is. Didn't think about that. So, yeah, what's this podcast going to be about, Michael?
Well, Ben, this podcast will be... We just thought the world needs our perspective on life. You know, it's our take on our daily rhythms.
Don't blame them, yeah.
Yeah, I know, because, I mean, life can get pretty crap at times, going to be honest.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes you just need a bit of a different perspective. And we thought, well, you know, someone should do that. And thought, well, we are someone, so, you know, why not?
You know what? I agree, and I'm looking forward to starting this podcast today.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. So we were meant to start this podcast, like, properly today. However, Ben, do you want to explain what happened?
Well, I was up watching the Nate Diaz fight at, like, 5:30 in the morning, got to bed at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't get to sleep till about 6.
Nice.
We were meant to be recording today, November 3rd at 4, mm-hmm. but I woke up at 4:05 mm-hmm. to Michael ringing my door of my flat. So, yeah, not really great on my part, but it's lucky because...
It's good because my head is done. I'm getting a migraine, which is, you know, typical. Typical me.
Yeah.
The joys of life.
So, yeah, so we're not going to be starting today. We're going to be recording Wednesday. So this will be out Wednesday or any other day you're listening to it. And...
Yeah. We thought maybe we'd go over a bit, like, what we're actually going to achieve in this podcast. We thought it'd be interesting to sort of, like, go over that. So, Ben,
it's going to be a very lighthearted podcast, I think.
Yeah.
You know, just a bit of different segments.
Yeah.
Going to have, I don't know.
Our own individual twist on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. And it's going to... We don't know. If you're hearing this, we're going to keep this stuff in. But
exactly.
If you don't hear what I've just said, then you're not going to hear me talking. So we obviously haven't. But I think you will hear
this. Right. Yeah, I think so. This is just... Some of the joys of that, you know, life is unscripted. You know, you walk through life, there's no script. You just take it as it comes.
I agree.
You will get that I love a good deep metaphor. So
you'll hear a lot of these. We might even have a segment on it. Wink, wink.
Exciting.
So yeah,
we're thinking we're also going to have a few special guests. So if you'd be interested and live in the Stirling area, and we know you, preferably, to start off with. It'd be great to,
you know, have you on. So yeah, this segment's getting 3 minutes long, and I feel like it'll be a good time to end it. So sit back, relax, put your headphones on or whatever you're doing, and enjoy listening to the wise words of Michael and Ben. So I feel like we should start just with introductions, a bit about ourselves. So I'll start with you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, I'll let you start.
Are you going to ask questions or I'll just...
I'll just chat about yourself.
Okay, so basically, my name is Michael. Hello. I am 21. I am from Lisburn in Northern Ireland. Class place. Not.
Yeah, I mean, it's still better than Lorne.
That's true. I am currently studying at Stirling University. I'm doing French and Spanish, which is an interesting experience.
You enjoying them?
I enjoy languages. Don't love studying. I'm not academic, so it's a push, it's a struggle, but you know, slowly but surely.
Fair enough. Well, a bit about me.
Yeah, you.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much, Ben.
My name is Ben. I am from Belfast in Northern Ireland, so we're both Northern Irish boys.
Aye, living in Scotland.
Yeah, and I'm studying sports business management at Stirling, and that is how I know Michael, through
the Christian Union.
Yeah.
Aye. So that's how we got to know each other, through CU. But, yeah, so we just thought this would be more of an introductory episode, just about our lives and just...
Just talk about ourselves, to be honest with you. Because, yeah, we're going to have a proper thing we're going to do in this segment, but I feel like what's good about a podcast if you don't actually know the podcast is? Because I feel like all the great podcasts, like the Greg James podcast, you know who Greg James is. He doesn't have to do a... And you don't know who Greg James is, do you?
I do.
Oh, do you?
BBC Radio 1. Yeah.
I was like, oh dear.
I don't know why I said BBC Radio 1. Rather, I just said Radio 1, but whatever.
Yeah, so he does a cricket podcast, but yeah, I didn't need the introduction because they know each other. But some people may argue that we're a bit of a nobody.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I beg to differ.
Ben, do you want to fill them in on your claim to fame?
My claim to fame? Well, Oh, which one?
I don't know. You pick, which you go first.
Should we talk about Stirling meme first? I'm officially a living meme.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. What about your claim to fame? You also have a wee claim to fame.
I haven't claimed it, but you didn't explain why you're how you're a meme. You just said, "Oh, I've been a meme."
Yeah, but I feel like that's just okay, suspense. Just, yeah, you know what I mean?
going back. No, my claim to fame is that my brother is TikTok famous, and I am semi-convinced that the other day in Dundee McDonald's, I was recognised by one of his fans.
Definitely, but I
think so.
I think you were.
I think so.
I think you were as well.
Thank you, Ben. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so that's my claim to fame. I don't know. Do you have any? What's your other?
So, got a wee message on my Instagram about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was by a TV company. So they were like, "Hey Ben, I'm so-and-so from so-and-so. I'm not going to name names."
No, that's fair, yeah.
Just because in case they are listening and they think I'm ignoring them.
Yeah.
"We think you're great and we would love to have a quick chat with you about our new dating show we're making on our new major broadcaster. We're looking for single lads living in NI or Scotland who have got great banter."
I think I've missed a trick there because I don't think that's true.
I was about to say, what can I say? I am great banter, but...
Actually, you are, to be fair.
Oh,
To be fair, you are.
You're making me blush. If you would like to hear a bit more about it, and then start going on. So, if you see a new dating show coming on in a major broadcaster...
No, Ben could have been on that.
I could have been on that.
Could have been.
You could
have made your first million.
I could have made my first million. And you know what?
Instead, we made a podcast.
I actually get a few things on Instagram. So, it's
random.
Shall we talk about something else, which I got messaged? I'm trying to work out. So, I got on Instagram. Remember that video I put up of me playing golf?
Yeah.
I got a... what do you call it? Some company say, "Dope Instagram, Ben. Let's collab. Message our main account, Apparel Hub Co., and tell them we sent you."
Did you actually?
Well, yeah.
Asking for like a sponsorship.
They were going to send me free clothes, but I have my next Instagrams, I have to like wear the clothes. But I wasn't a fan of the clothes, to be honest with you. Like, look at that. Just to be fair,
that's not bad.
I like that. So yeah. What we're looking at is a wee pair of tracksuit bottoms and a nice t-shirt. Which I realise it's podcast, so we probably should. If you look at here, readers, you can see.
We're
not even readers, cool. Or listeners.
Yeah.
But
readers.
Yeah.
Read the screen and read the airwaves. Yeah. But anyway, feel like we should like get something. Let's get a topic.
A topic of conversation.
Aye.
I don't really know. We could talk about. I say talk about the Rugby World Cup final, but you don't like rugby.
I'm not a fan of rugby, so that would be unfortunate. What's it like being a Northern Irish person living in Scotland?
It's the exact same as being Northern Ireland, to be honest with you. Scotland and Northern Ireland, but unless you go to Edinburgh, where all the posh people are. But
or St Andrews.
Or St Andrews. Oh, yeah.
Oh, St Andrews.
I know. I know.
Yeah. My brother studies in St Andrews, and it's just the contrast from Stirling to St Andrews.
To be fair, I do like the way they've got a wee beach.
No, that's fair. I do miss the water. Like, that's the only thing I miss about Stirling.
They have a lovely golf course in St Andrews.
That's fair. I just find that living in a really posh place just wouldn't suit me. I get a bit fed up. Mind you, you'd like it because you've got loads of golf places, but...
I am a bit of a sucker when it comes to golf.
You are indeed. I think for me, like, not that you asked, but I'm asking myself.
I will listen.
I don't know what those was. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think living in Scotland... It's like you said, it's very similar to Northern Ireland.
Mm, I'd agree.
The one weird difference is that it's just everything's bigger.
Mm. To get to different towns in Scotland, it's
then the public transport is so much better.
Oh, I agree.
Because like at home in Northern Ireland it's ridiculous, but here it's like you jump on the train and you're like 40 minutes away from Glasgow.
Yeah.
Or 50 from Edinburgh, so it's quite handy to get around the place.
Do you have a car now?
I do have a car now. Very exciting. Honestly, see whenever you start driving in somewhere and then the thought of going back to not driving is depressing.
What's it like driving in Scotland? Is it different to driving over? Because I might be bringing my car over after Christmas, but I'm like, I don't know what it'll be like.
As soon as I do it, it's no different really to New Zealand, but I just felt, it's just, I don't know. I feel like, because like, Stirling.
Yeah.
Is so different to like Belfast.
Oh, I feel like 100%.
Wherever here.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I don't really drive in Belfast that much because
yeah,
it gives me the fear, not the lie.
Really?
No, not Belfast, but as in like driving
the city centre.
Driving around the city centre, like really? Rochelle or something. I'm just like, nah.
I went to school in the city centre, so I drove around it every day. Right. It's really, like, it's not that bad.
I think it's like, as in, like, I probably would have driven more, but I'd never, like, no point, because I was always like.
You live in Cultureland?
I live in Cultureland. Well, yeah. not
no, you do.
Yeah, I do. Kind
of. I got lost getting to your house.
Literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a big change, but it's also very similar, so it's quite nice to come to Scotland, because it is very similar to home, but also not similar in a good and bad, no, in a good way. I wouldn't say bad at all.
It's, to be fair, when I've came to Stirling, it's sort of been like living in Northern Ireland, because literally all I hear is Northern Irish accents.
That's true. Like, totally. In our Christian Union, and here, like, honestly, like, everyone's Northern Irish.
Oh, yeah. Same with the Frisbee Club. No, the Frisbee Club's not really.
There's a lot of Northern Irish
people. One or two. There's more than one. There's
a lot of Northern Irish people in Stirling in general.
Oh yeah,
like,
I know.
In the,
it's because I think Stirling Uni did do a really great job, like advertising back home. So when I was on Facebook, you always see them advertising on, like, about their clearance days and their
Can
open days.
Can you imagine if we got put, like, also contacted by the uni, be like, would you please promote us?
Yeah. You know what?
I mean. Stirling University, if you'd like to, you know, just fire some money where that
instead
would
instead of
paying. Oh, no, sorry, not money. Fire some
help
assistance. If you'd like a wee shout out, you know, just get,
you know,
it.
Instead of getting the anchor.fm sponsorship going which we will not be doing this week because
Introductions are key.
We don't want to monetize our feelings. No. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Our debut. That's my phone ringing.
That is Michael's phone. Really, well, this is brilliant stuff. Who's calling you, Michael?
Oh, this isn't charging.
Oh, is it not? Oh, right.
My phone was charging.
Right, who's calling you? We'll be right back. And we're back. Michael's just taking his phone call.
Yeah, all good.
All good in the hood.
All good in Don's hood.
So, although we said we weren't actually going to put any sponsorships in this section.
You'll have just heard one.
You've probably just heard one. And I just thought, I don't know what really how to use it. So I was like, it'd be the perfect time. Just put it in.
Just see how it goes.
Because it was like a very, what would I say, natural break. It was very abrupt.
Abrupt. We need a wee clean transition.
Yeah. So I just thought, maybe I'll try and sponsor it now. But we're back, and we're, to be honest with you, you sort of know a bit about us now, don't we?
Yeah. They were to say, what about you? People who can't respond.
So I feel like today, this would be the great place to sort of put, like, say, like, so although you're hearing a lot about us, we also want to hear about you.
Exactly.
So if you go on the anchor.fm/ Michael and Ben, you can add us a wee voice note, and in future episodes, we can play those voice notes and reply to you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, totally.
Or if you don't want to show your face.
Speak.
Be heard. You can also follow our socials. So we have Instagram, just Michael and Ben.
Ben. Michael and Ben podcast.
Yes.
On Instagram. Please do like, share, and follow, and all that jazz.
100%. And if you don't remember the anchor.fm link, the link to the podcast website is on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And you'll also see our cool wee cover.
Exactly. And we'll probably be doing like polls and things before episodes. So it'd be great to have your feedback.
Yeah. And also send us suggestions for segments. We have a few segments in line. Which we won't spoil.
Let's keep Alan a surprise.
All I will say is, for one segment, we might need. Yeah. If you send us a wee voice mode. Voice mode. Why do you keep saying voice mode? If you send us a voice note asking Michael for advice, Michael can give that advice, can't he?
We're going to try that.
We're going to try that?
Yeah.
I think that'll be quite good.
Yeah.
So we got that. So we've heard a bit about us. I think. Today, now would be the first, like, the good time to play one of our games, do you think?
I think so. I think it'd be a fun time. Yeah.
So, what's the game?
So, this game is we will have 1 minute to talk about any subject without stopping talking. Now, that means the rules are that you pick one subject. Now, you can go off topic, but it still needs to be around
that subject.
Around that subject.
For 1 minute.
For one whole minute. I will time it. And then we also need to find a topic of
the... So what's the topic going to be?
You go first, or do you want me to go first?
Well, I don't know what the topic's going to be.
The same, but it's like, so we'll just pick a topic.
You pick a topic.
I'll give you a topic.
You'll give me it, and I have to talk about it, okay.
Yeah.
So I get my timer up.
Yeah, okay. So let's think. Good topic would be... Okay, go on. Plant pots. So, starting in three... Well, actually, hang on, I'll give you a few seconds just to think. Maybe you don't need it. Okay, let's go. We'll just go. We'll see how it goes. Okay, ready? Remember, you cannot stop talking. You can't take a break. You need to just, as in, you can take a break to breathe, but you cannot hesitate, okay?
I don't know.
Okay, right, let's see how this goes, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Good luck, Ben. Go.
Plant pots, they are very, very useful inventions. You put soil in them and the soil doesn't come out. And you put plants in them. And they can be made out of different materials. So you can get some lovely clay plant pots. And if you're wondering about clay is a geological material which is taken out of the ground and people make plant pots with.
Yeah.
And you don't need to use plant pots for pots.
Okay.
No, you can, or for plants, sorry. You can use plant pots as a cup maybe to drink out of.
Okay.
Or maybe if it's a big, massive plant pot, you could make it into a hot tub, maybe. I don't know. But I do like plant pots because they can also make a room. Like, there's a plant on our table here, there isn't a plant pot, and it's not very good. We need to get an actual plant pot for it. It can literally make or break the design of a room because plant pots make are aesthetically pleasing. And I like plant pots, they're good. And I like plant pots, they're good.
Done. Fair play.
Perfect.
Done.
Okay, well done.
Well, that was me.
That was lovely.
So, should we talk about you? Should I make it difficult or should I make it easy?
You do what you want.
Oh, really?
Let's see how this goes. You just give me a word and then we'll... just get a wee drink over first.
So, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want you to talk about the history of alarm clocks.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
I don't know why, I just thought...
Yeah, that's right.
Ready?
What are you doing?
3, 2, 1, go.
Sorry, I don't know, it's a really bad time. Okay. I don't know really the exact history of an alarm clock, but I will imagine what it will be like, because, you know, I think in times sometimes you need to improvise about these sorts of things. So I would say that back in the Stone Age, people were unaware of... they kind of went by daylight hours, so they were like... didn't really know when exactly they needed to get up, but you know, there's always that sense of like something woke them up. Now, when it came to the dark ages, obviously because it was dark, there was no light, so therefore there was nothing to wake people up in the mornings. Now, people then used roosters, but the problem is if you use a rooster, they're very unreliable, because if you treat a rooster badly or it dies, you know, they can't do its job very well. So basically what they did was they invented, they got someone to sit up every night and just count seconds, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so in doing so, you know, and then in the morning they would like bang the gong to wake everyone up. Now, through the ages, that's evolved and changed and got these stages that...
Unlucky, mate.
Aw.
To be fair, sorry, I hate that noise of a passion.
It's awful. It's like whenever you're trying to wake up in the morning. You didn't let me see the end, so that's how I couldn't judge when to speed up, Ben. I didn't get to finish my story.
It wasn't that bad.
I think it's an accurate representation of...
I think I choked at the start.
Yeah, well, as you wondered what was happening there, I decided to inhale water.
Thinking about it, I think I could have probably talked more about alarm clocks and plant pots.
Fair. But do you know what? You did well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, it's, yeah, that's fun. So, yeah.
Decent.
There you go. So that was our first episode of Michael and Ben's Take on Life. It'd be really great if you could tell people about it, spread the word about the podcast, and really just raise awareness. You know, raise awareness.
Raise awareness.
it's like a charity for an illness. So it'd be really great just to, you know, keep your questions and contacts rolling in. Just keep messaging us and giving us suggestions.
Please give us ideas, because we want this to be a podcast of the people. We don't want it just to be...
It's a democracy. It is a democracy.
Yeah.
Please do keep your comments rolling in. It'd be really great to hear from you and just, like, hear feedback, because, you know, we're just starting out, and it'd be really great to get your feedback and what exactly you want to hear from us.
And also, if you do, we're going to think about ending the podcast normally with a social media minute where I'm literally going to force Michael to read shout outs out. Mm-hmm. So if you do want to shout out, also send us messages about that, because I think it'll be a nice way to appreciate the fans of our new beginning.
Yeah.
And you, everyone who puts it in this episode, you've been here since day one. And it's going to be brilliant.
It'll be fun.
But not only that, specials. We're going to have some special episodes.
Yep. So we're going to have, I thought we shouldn't tell them. No. We should just leave suspense.
But be ready.
Be ready.
Guests. We're going to have some top quality guests. Exactly.
So if you'd like, as a reminder from the start of the episode, if you'd like to come on and be one of our guests, please do get in touch.
Get in touch, but you have to give us reasons why you should be our guest. We're not just going to pick random people. We want to know that you will actually give to the podcast and it will be good for the podcast, a good fit, which probably will.
I imagine so, But we shall see. But So so absolutely, thank you so much for tuning in and we shall see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.